Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. releases Osama bin Laden's papers. The documents were recovered during the raid in Pakistan that killed the al-Qaeda leader. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said the release is in line with President Barack Obama's call for increased transparency. The material includes personal letters, a list of English language books recovered from his compound, think tank studies, technical manuals, and materials published by other militant groups. President Obama said Wednesday global climate change poses immediate risks to U.S. national security by increasing the possibility of natural disasters and humanitarian crises. The president told new graduates at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut, the effects of climate change will have an impact on how the military defends the United States. Islamic State fighters seized part of the ancient Syrian town of Palmyra Wednesday, sparking fears that the militant group would destroy a priceless archaeological site. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the militants have taken as much as a third of the city. The Syrian Antiquities Director says hundreds of ancient statues have been removed and are in safe places. One soldier was shot and killed in Burundi's capital Wednesday as police fought with protesters demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not run for a third time. Meanwhile, the president signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th. There's no word on whether the presidential election, scheduled for June 26th, will also be delayed.